राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए। जय शिक्षा दिया सब न दिया फिर नेच गौर नेताए,
शिक्षा दिया सब न दिया फिर नेच गौर नेताए,
मिटे मायार वशे जाचो देशे काटो हो बुडू गुबार,
मायार वशे जाचो देशे काचो हो बुडू गुबार,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए।
कृष्ण दास ये विश्वास कर ले तो आर दुख ना,
कृष्ण दास ये विश्वास कर ले तो आर दुख ना,
ये कृष्ण दास ये विश्वास कर ले तो आर दुख ना,
ये कृष्ण दास ये विश्वास कर ले तो आर दुख ना,
कृष्ण बोल बे जावे पुलक हावे जोर बे आंकी बोली ता,
कृष्ण बोल बे जावे पुलक हावे जोर दे आंकी बोली ता,
कृष्ण बोल बे जावे पुलक हावे जोर बे आंकी बोली ता,
कृष्ण बोल बे जावे पुलक हावे जोर बे आंकी बोली ता,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए,
राधा कृष्ण बोला संगे चलो ये मात्र भिखा छाए,
राधा कृष्ण बोलो संगे चलो ये मात्र भिखा छाए,
जाय सकल विपद भक्त विनोद बोले जाको ओम नाम गाए,
बोले जा कौन ओ नाम गाए,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबाए,
शिक्षा दिया सपना दिया फिर चेने चे गौर निताए, मिचे मायार बसे जाच्छो बेशे काट हो बुडू गुबा,
मिचे मायार बसे जाच्छो बेशे काट हो बुडू गुबा,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबा,
राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोबा,
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे,
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे,
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम
राम राम राम हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे,
जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम,
जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम,
जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम,
जय जय राधे जय जय श्याम जय
वृंदावन धाम, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद,
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय
गौरभक्त वृंद, जय जय नित्यानंद,
जय नित्यानंद,
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद,
पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की। हरे कृष्ण। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द एइथ चैप्टर ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग ऑन द कांता प्रेम, Radharani's glories, and now today we are planning to do two sections, 186 to 196 is one section. We had left it the previous class in 190 or so. So Radha Krishna Vilasa Mahatva, so the glories of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we have just begun it. So, 191 to 196 is Prema Vilasa Vivarta, which means resultant bewilderment in the ecstasy of loving affairs. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told in the previous verse, see what Mahaprabhu is saying in 191, and then I'll tell you further. Prabhu kahe yeho haya aage kah aara, राय कहे इहावाई बुद्धि गति नहीं यार।
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेड दिस इज ऑल राइट बट प्लीज कंटिन्यू। एट दैट टाइम राय रामानंद रिप्लाइड आई डोंट थिंक माय इंटेलिजेंस गोज बियॉन्ड दिस।
आफ्टर एक्सप्लेनिंग द ग्लोरी ऑफ द गोपीज, आफ्टर एक्सप्लेनिंग द ग्लोरी ऑफ राधा रानी, व्हाट मोर कैन बी देयर बियॉन्ड दैट, बट देन नाउ ही इज गोइंग टू से समथिंग इंटरेस्टिंग। ये बा प्रेम विलास विवर्त एक हया तहा शनि तुम्हार सुख हय की न हया रीजन
राय रामानंद देन इन्फॉर्म्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु that there was another topic known as Prema Vilasa Vivarta. You may hear of this from me. Ramananda Rai said, but I do not know whether you will be happy with it or not.
Yeah. You see, you all know about Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, which we are all practicing ourselves. You know, when we go through Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartana Vritti, then you come to Nishtha. And as we proceed beyond the ruchi, when we go from the ruchi to asakti stage, that is the time our vaidhi bhakti will transfer from, you know, vaidhi sadhana bhakti to raganuga sadhana bhakti in the asakti stage and bhava also, bhava stage, until we reach prema. So as we proceed from Vaidhi to Raganuga, transfer. There is one very special thing that happens at that stage. What is it? The greed or spiritual greed of the devotee will be greatly intensified. At that time, they cannot be restricted by only regulated devotional service. For example, we all sleep in the night on time and we wake up early in the morning. We do Mangala Arati. Now, Madhavendra Puri says, my dear Lord, ever since my mind became mad after Krishna, oh demigods, please forgive me. You know, I have forgotten my Gayatri, he is saying. Three times a day I am not able to perform because Krishna has stolen my mind. All day I am crying for him, running here and there, searching for him. I am not able to spend one moment, even for my eating and sleeping, I have no time. So here is an example of someone giving up a regulative principle like performing Gayatri three times a day. He is giving a Brahminical duty out of love for Krishna. Isn't it? Similarly, one should not sleep in the deity room. It is prohibited. But sometimes a devotee who enters into the altar of the Lord suddenly awakens his bhava after the asakti stage and the bhava stage. He starts feeling like Krishna is a coward boy. And we are all in the forest. And sometimes Krishna is lying under a tree, keeping his head in one of the lap of the coward boys. And then other coward boy is massaging his feet. Somebody is singing some songs for him. Somebody is fanning him with a big lotus leaf. Like that. Somebody is clapping hands. So somebody enters into such a mood of a coward boy. Sometimes a coward boy lies down and Krishna massages the feet of a coward boy. So this pure devotee, while decorating Krishna, dressing Krishna, suddenly enters into that bhav and lies down in the altar only. Lies flat on the altar, which is actually prohibited for a Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakta. We can't do that. We can't say, I'm very tired today, so I'll go inside the altar and sleep there. No. But Raganuga may sometimes not follow the regulative principles which are followed by the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakta. One time, Srila Prabhupada entered the kitchen and one Mataji was cooking. So Prabhupada took one item, he put in the mouth. And Mataji shouted, Prabhupada, this is bhoga, it's not yet offered to Krishna. Prabhupada said, it's all right, it's very tasty, very good, offer it to Krishna, he will eat it. Like the Prabhupada said. Somebody may ask, how can Prabhupada break the rule that no bhoga should be first offered to Krishna and then we should eat it? How did he eat it? Because somebody is situated in Raganuga stage may break the regulative principle of, you know, not eating bhoga offering. But we should not superimpose our standards upon a pure devotee in Raganuga stage. Because once Prabhupada was closing his eyes and smiling, one devotee asked Prabhupada, what were you meditating a few minutes ago? Prabhupada said, I was meditating on what is in Krishna's lunch box. Like the Prabhupada said. So, which means if somebody can meditate on Krishna's lunch box, like one of the covered boys, you know, then he also is in a Raganuga stage where he can you know, he may accept, consume something which is not yet offered to Krishna, you see. So we can't imitate. Sometimes Prabhupada was called to some very rich man's house, and Prabhupada went and stayed for 2-3 days. Of course, the rich man knew that Swamiji has come, so all the prasad should be, bhoga should be offered. But it was cooked by not those who are not devotees. They are going to donate a land or donate a big money for ISKCON. So Prabhupada had taken a few devotees and told them that they will cook and give and you offer it. So now if it is cooked by those who are not chanting 16 rounds and you eat that food, opulent food, so they had made very heavy items, highly fried items and everything they had made. Everything was offered and Prabhupada ate in the night. And as usual, he slept at 9, 9:30 and then got up in the morning at 1:30 and did his translation. At 4:30 he asked, let's do Mangala Harati, where are the devotees? So all the devotees were snoring. They were fast asleep. And Prabhupada called the leader and asked, hey, what are the devotees doing? He said, Prabhupada, they are sleeping. Yeah, I know they are sleeping, but why are they sleeping? Mangala Harati, they should get up. Prabhupada, devotees slept at 9:30, 10. And prasad was very heavy in the night. So they took it. Now they are snoring. It's 5 o'clock now. They are not getting. What to do? Prabhupada said, wake them up. They got up. And Prabhupada told the devotee, after the chanting, he told all devotees, pack up the luggages. We are not going to stay here 3 days. We are leaving right now, he said. But then the devotee leader came and said, Prabhupada, we have told the host that we are going to stay here for 3 days. Prabhupada said, no, tell him. Our devotee's health is not very good. We have to go to Bombay back immediately. So Prabhupada packed up everything and went. On the way, Prabhupada said, you see, do you know why did we leave that place and we are returning to temple? Our devotees could not digest the karma in that food which was cooked by the family. Therefore, that spiritual program got thwarted, spoiled. Correct, no? Same food Prabhupada is eating, same food they are eating, but it didn't affect Prabhupada because Prabhupada has the fiery Krishna consciousness by which he burnt that karmic reaction into ashes. Whereas the other devotees who went, you know, they were little weak in Krishna consciousness, not so strong, the upcoming devotees, neophyte devotees, so they could not take that load of karmic reaction. Therefore, what a Raganuga Bhakta can do and what a Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakta can do, there is a big difference between the two. So, this Prema Vivarta, Vilasa Vivarta, which is about to talk now, is a very advanced stage of feeling of separation from the Lord, where the lover and the beloved practically feel mad. Yeah. So there is a Purva Rag, then there is also Pravas, then there is Prema Vaichitya. These are all specific words used in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and in the Bhakti literatures you will find. Now Purva Rag means the lovers meet, they don't meet, they only see one another from a distance and they develop a eagerness, an affection for each other. That is Purva Rag. Like if you see, Krishna was dancing on Kaliya and all the gopis were in a group, they were watching also. And Krishna's dance was so excellent dance, expert dance. So Srila Chakravarti Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has said, so Krishna danced and showed the gopis that, see, now this is a trial, I am making a, what do you call it, like it's called a trailer. I am showing a trailer of my dance. Later on when I become seven, I lift the Govardhan hill and at age of eight I will dance with all of you. So the gopis were very inspired. So there is Purva Rag. Purva Rag means they see from a distance, they are attracted. The rag is the attachment or attraction. And then Pravas means when Krishna is taken out of Vrindavan by Akrura, Krishna Balaram were taken away. So when the Lord is far away, then the devotees feel great pain in the heart. Of course that pain is another type of bliss. And they enter into fond remembrance of Him. And also when the Lord goes to forest, all the gopis gather together and talk about His pastimes in the forest, how He must be playing with His friends. And Prema Vaichitya is actually separation felt by the Dwarka queens in Aishwarya Bhav. For them, Lord is a Swami. He is their life and soul. So they are talking to the Kurari bird. You know, the Kurari bird is making a sound like a melancholy. You know what is melancholy? melancholy means like a sad tune, like a Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, this kind of, so this is a melancholy. Melancholy is a sad tune when when there is a separation between lover and the beloved. So when Krishna goes to Hastinapur, all the Dwarka queens are in melancholy. So when the bird is singing in melancholy tune, the queens are talking to the bird, "Oh Kurari, I think you are also feeling separation from your husband. Like we are feeling separation." That's Prema Vaichitya. So similarly you will find the gopis talking to the plants and the trees and the birds and the deers, isn't it? So in this way different words are explained. Similarly, Prema Vilasa Vivarta actually is a poetry written by Ramanand Rai, where you will find at the end of this section, Ramanand Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would sing one of those poems, Mahaprabhu would close his mouth. Why? We will read the reason is these songs are like a boy and girl as lovers singing. Mahaprabhu actually sang one such song in the front of Rath Yatra, which will come in the 13th chapter of this Madhya Leela. When Mahaprabhu sang, nobody could understand. It was exactly like a lover singing for the beloved and beloved singing for the lover. It was like a boy-girl love song. Public cannot understand what is it. But Rupa Goswami captured it. He understood it. And then when he went back, he wrote it in a very beautiful language. It was one of the favorite verses of Prabhupada. So he wrote that, "I am the same Srimati Radharani, you are the same Krishna, but where is the sweetness of Vrindavan here in Kurukshetra? In Vrindavan the bumblebees are humming, there is a beautiful Chitra month, moonlit night, and the Kadamba forest, nice breezes are carrying the fragrance of the flowers, and the sound of the Yamuna flowing is very sweet, and your flute sound reverberates in the entire Vraj, attracting and charming all the hearts of, what to speak of humans, even the animals and the birds and the demigods and even the trees. So such a beautiful Vrindavan Dham, you have left it and you have come here to Kurukshetra wearing a dress of a kavacha, you know, armor and carrying a bow and arrow, wearing a mukut and kundal, and you look like a kingly vesh, and all the horses are making rattling sounds. Oh, who can enjoy this atmosphere after having lived in the atmosphere of Vrindavan? Like that Radharani speaks. So that is what actually Mahaprabhu was singing in the in front of the Rath cart. Nobody could understand, but Rupa Goswami captured it and he put it in a very nice Sanskrit poetry. So then he had kept it in the roof of Siddha Bakul, where he was staying with Haridas Thakur. And Rupa Goswami had gone to take a bath in the ocean. And when he returned back to Siddha Bakul, Mahaprabhu was already there. And Mahaprabhu saw that leaf hanging from the top. You know, he pulled it and to read it what it is. And there's a beautiful, neatly written, pearl-like handwriting. He saw Rupa Goswami's statement. And Mahaprabhu became ecstatic, thrilled. As soon as Rupa Goswami came back and saw him and offered Ashtanga Pranam obeisances, Mahaprabhu lifted him up and lovingly slapped him and said, "Hey Rupa, how did you know my heart? Exactly, you have put this in writing in such a beautiful poem." And then Mahaprabhu, when he went back, he told Swarup Damodar, "Swarup, can you see this poem, what I sang in the Rath Yatra? Nobody would have understood, but he understood, Rupa, he understands my heart." So therefore we say, "Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale." Exactly knows Mahaprabhu's heart. And when Swarup Damodar heard it. Swarup said, my dear Lord, who can understand your heart without you showering mercy on him? You have showered so much mercy on Rupa and you have empowered him and you have made him a repository of all your wisdom and bliss. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is putting everything down in writing as Bhaktir Samrit Sindhu, Upadeshamrit, Ujjwal Neelamani, like that many books he is writing by your blessings, he said. So, and that is another similar example of prema vilasa vivarta. So Radha and Krishna are the original and supreme lovers. And there is not even an iota of tinge of lust in either the Radharani or in the gopis at all. They always have only a service attitude towards Krishna. And that romance is the real romance. In the material world, the romance is a short-lived romance. Like sometimes you find a cockroach, he cockroach is staring at a she cockroach, and the she cockroach is looking at he cockroach, and he cockroach has a big mustache, and he's moving his mustache, like that he's moving stylishly. And the she cockroach goes mad, my lord, this first mustache is so beautiful. He is looking like a great hero. And suddenly, if they are doing the romance in your house, what you will do? You will take your broomstick and throw both of them into the dustbin and the romance will be finished. Of course, this is a cockroach's romance. Same with ants, same with animals and birds and humans. It's all short-lived. And also this romance is very foolish romance. Why? Because none of us, we all sometimes take the male body or female body. Sometimes animal body, sometimes bird's body, sometimes tree's body. Narakur Manigriva are doing romantic activities in Mandakini Ganga. When Narada became angry, he cursed them to become trees. Now when Narakur Manigriva became trees, they were standing in Vrindavan behind Nanda Bhavan. Many beautiful apsaras would pass by right next to the trees. Nobody will even stare at the trees also. Narakur Manigriva became very sad. Earlier we had beautiful, handsome bodies. And we were surrounded by so many beautiful women. Now these women are passing past us, not even looking at us. In this world, bodies keep changing. Somebody is a female today, tomorrow they'll be male. Somebody is a male today, tomorrow they'll be female. Somebody is male or female, they become trees. You can see like that. So therefore, in this world, the so-called romance is very short-lived. And also, all the jivatmas are prakriti. Nobody is a purusha here. And Lord is the only Purusha, we are all Prakriti. So Purusha actually means predominator, we are predominated. He is enjoyer, we are enjoyed. He is supreme, we are subordinate. He is master, we are servant. So here everybody is servant and one servant is trying to enjoy another servant in this world. Energy cannot enjoy energy. Only energetic can enjoy the energy. So Krishna is energetic, Shaktiman. And we are all Shaktis. If one Shakti tries to enjoy another Shakti, it's not possible. Just like if this hand says, I will give peda to this hand says, I will give son babadi to you. They can exchange and they can try to enjoy, but they cannot enjoy. One energy cannot enjoy another energy because both are part and parcels of the energetic Supreme Lord. But if they both give it to the belly, then they can get nourishment. Similarly, a husband and wife, when they serve Krishna, by that service, they get millions of times more greater happiness actually. Now, wife's respect for the husband increases. You can even see in very pious families. Recently, I had a few months ago, when I had gone to South India for distributing Bhagavatam sets. So, I saw one husband and wife had come, couple had come. Husband was a very hefty fellow with a big mustache. So, it seems he is not a devotee yet. His wife, Mataji, she is becoming a devotee. She has come to 16 rounds, it seems. She is wearing a tilak. And both of them very nicely, very piously decorated, dressed. They both arrived. And this fellow was accompanied by Mataji, and Mataji was telling him everything. Hey, come here. Bow down to Swamiji. Get up. Give him, put the garland for him. Please give the fruits to him. Also, take that money packet to you, be made now. Give it to him. He gave everything. So whatever his wife said, wife is his confidential associate of him naturally. So she's actually very pious family. So inspired by the wife, he is becoming religious now, he is becoming pious now. But I can easily see that after the class was over, when I met the gentleman, so he was telling me, I don't know your Hare Krishna movement and all, but he said, I am so happy, you know, ever since my wife started chanting Hare Krishna and everything, you know, her respect for me has tremendously increased. Although I don't chant yet, she takes me to temple, she takes me to these classes. But he said, she is like a Grihalakshmi. She makes the home so wonderful. He said she gets up in the morning and puts agarbatti and puts the flowers. I am a little religious and pious man, but she is very, very spiritual. She has studied Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and all that. I am a businessman, I have no time. He was telling. But he was very happy, because he is pious and religious and she is very spiritual, and both actually are able to stay together, husband and wife, very happily, because keeping Krishna in the center, the family becomes a truly happy family. My spiritual master used to say, between the couple, there should be divine couple. He used to say that. So who is divine couple? Radha and Krishna are divine couple. So if you keep Radha, Krishna, Lakshmi, Narayan, Sitaram between the couple, then the family will be truly happy family, because they stop becoming exploitative. That wife, the husband was telling, my wife has no expectation. You know, generally women may ask so many things, get me a car, get me a bungalow, get me this, give me that. She would never ask anything, unless I myself give her something. You know, and her requirements are very, very less simple. But she is always cheerful, she is happy, satisfied in chanting, reading books, going to programs, making garlands, doing seva. She was very happy. Now the wife is aware that the husband has not yet become a devotee, but she is treating him very warmly, very nicely, to see him becoming a devotee, and definitely that fellow is becoming devotee now. So therefore one should know that in this world the so-called romance is very attractive for people in mode of passion. In mode of passion, people imagine themselves to be heroes and heroines, but they are false heroes and false heroines in this world. Once Krishna consciousness is awakened, then Krishna becomes Nayakanam Shiroratnam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Great, great acharyas who are fully sense-controlled, who have awakened love for the Lord, whose knowledge of Sanskrit and the Vedic literature is oceanic, they are called Agada Bodham. So they are so deeply learned, and their qualities and conduct and behavior and character is unfathomable. You know, the whole world would admire them. Many of them have lakhs and crores of people saluting them, bowing down to them. And these acharyas, you know, you will see that they are admiring the sweet romance of Radha and Krishna, like Jayadeva Goswami, or you find Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isn't it? So therefore, one should know that this type of prema vilasa vivarta, where Radha and Krishna's speech, which is like a lover and the beloved talk in the form of a poem, when Ramandrai spoke, Mahaprabhu closed his mouth and said, "Hey Ramandrai, people in the world will misunderstand you if you sing this type of poem." Imagine, just like you watch a movie, it's like a lover and the beloved are singing a song. Of course, karmis, outside people, play many such songs like that in this world. And that's what they are living for, going to movie, watching something like that. But when a devotee of the Lord is singing these things, people may misunderstand, isn't it? Because generally devotees even religious people can understand Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. But they cannot understand Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. That they cannot understand. Raganuga they may misunderstand by seeing the Raganuga. So, like for example, one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sleeping in Gambira. It became 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. He didn't get up. Govinda came. "My dear Lord, you know, you always take a bath, and before 5 o'clock you reach Jagannath temple for darshan. Today it is becoming 6 o'clock. It's getting late for you." So he woke up Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu cried. He said, "Govinda, why did you wake me up? I was in Vrindavan. I was seeing Lord Krishna standing on the top of Govardhan along with his covered boyfriends, along with surrounded by cows and calves which were grazing the grasses on the top of the Govardhan. Krishna was playing games with his covered boys. And below the mountain, the gopis were gathering flowers to make garland for Radha and Krishna. And I was also gathering flowers. And suddenly he woke me up. Where is my Krishna? Where are the gopas? Where are the cows? Where is Govardhan? And Mahaprabhu loudly cried. So and Govinda felt I should not have woken him up. Mahaprabhu was getting a vision of Vrindavan. You know. Now, for example, we are living in a temple. Imagine a brahmachari is sleeping till 7 o'clock. You go and wake him up. Hey, Prabhu, get up. Where is Vrindavan? You know, where is Govardhan? If he is asking, you know, people will say, Prabhu, you know, have you gone mad or what? We call this as a pure devotee syndrome, we call it. Somebody imagines himself to be a pure devotee. So we cannot imitate the Raganuga stage. And that's a very advanced stage. Therefore, Mahaprabhu closed the mouth of Ramandraya and said, hey, don't speak this Raganuga behavior. People may not understand this kind of supreme romance. This type of songs, they will not understand. But Mahaprabhu deeply appreciated Ramanandarai's advanced stage of understanding of Radha Krishna Tattva and Gopis Tattva. Mahaprabhu appreciated. That's the main section we are getting into now, just now. So, let us proceed ahead. What is the verse number? 192. Yeah, next. This 192 purport is a very important purport. You can read it. This one.
These statements are set forth for our understanding according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. In a sense, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Rai, my dear Ramananda, the explanation you have given about the goal of life and the pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna is certainly the truth. Although this is factual, you can continue telling me more if there is anything more to say. In reply, Ramananda Rai said, I do not think I have anything to say beyond this, but there is a topic known as Prema Vilasa Vivarta, which I may explain to you. I do not know whether it will bring you happiness or not.
Yeah, you see, in the Bhakti Samrita Sindhu we will study, there is Vibhava, Anubhava, Sattvika Bhava, Sanchari Bhava and Sthayi Bhava. Five Bhavas are explained. I will say a little bit about each of them. Now, Vibhava means impetus. Impetus. For example, if a mother or father or even anybody else, they see a very beautiful baby, smiling, waving hands and legs, small tender baby. And that appearance of the baby and the smile of the baby becomes impetus for them to create a churning in their heart, isn't it? So, from Vibhava, that takes them to Anubhava. Anubhava means now, they got very inspired now, then they are extending the hands. I will give you something. They want to give a toffee or something in the mouth of the child. They show the toffee and they invite the child, come here. And then when they come, they put the child on their lap and they feed the toffee and they feel great satisfaction, isn't it? Now, ahead of Anubhava, there is Sattvika Bhava. So, in Sattvika Bhava means they don't plan to, you know, they don't even intend to call the child. The very behavior of the child spontaneously makes them get attracted. That actually becomes their second nature. Very naturally. For example, as soon as the child gets up in the morning and smiling at the parents, immediately they go running without even making a plan in the mind. So, the difference between Anubhava and Sattvika Bhava is in Anubhava, they make intellectually a plan that I will lift my child, I'll feed the toffee and all that. Whereas in Sattvika Bhava, it becomes a natural phenomenon to be naturally attracted to their child. And this happens. Parents have experience of this. So, and then when you go to Sanchari Bhava means aggressive love, which is shown out of fear to protect the loved one. Imagine a child is coming out of the school and the child is on that side, parents are on this side and hundreds of children are coming out of the school and the mother is here and she's looking, where is my child? And then she's seeing her child there, the small boy. Mama, he calls and she's saying, she is also waving the hand, and the boy want to come running, but the cars are coming, and she is extremely fearful that the child should not cross the road right now, because the traffic is moving. So that is Sanchari Bhava, means she want to protect, the desire to protect her beloved is so strong. Then she may run to the other side, and she may not let the child cross the road and come. Sanchari Bhava is aggressive love shown to protect the beloved. And then comes the Sthayi Bhava, which means constant love, which becomes very thick love beyond these four stages. And that love cannot be shaken very easily. Now you understood this example of mother and child. Now let us apply it on Krishna and his devotees. So, Vibhava means what acts as impetus for everybody in Vrindavan? Krishna's flute. When Krishna plays on his flute, rock-like strong things start melting. And Yamuna-like, smoothly flowing river, practically become frozen. They don't move, they become stagnant. Moving Yamuna stagnates, and static rock melts, like that. Even moving trees, they stop when they want to hear Krishna's flute. And the cows, which are chewing the grass, they put the grass in the mouth, but they are unable to chew because of beautiful flute sound of Krishna. They stop chewing, and their ears are lifted up like this, and they are hearing the sweet notes of the flute. And the calves are drinking milk, but they are unable to drink the milk now, because this is more sweet, the flute sound. So the impetus given for the awakening of love of everybody in Vrindavan is Krishna's flute notes. So he plays on his flute and chants. And similarly the gopas and gopis. When Krishna plays the flute, the gopis immediately wake up. And the gopis, it is said the gopis were decorating themselves to go and join the rasa dance. And in the rasa dance, when Krishna plays in the flute and dances, they all go into ashasatvika vikar, we call it. And Sanchari Bhava, we were saying, different bhavas they experience like this, ashtasatvika vikar, we call it. Eight symptoms manifest, like the tears glide down the eyes, the hair stands on end, the body trembles in ecstasy, and the the throat is choked out of devotion, and one may sometimes fall on the ground and roll like that. One may become unconscious, and one's bodily color changes like that. There are eight symptoms, ashta sattvika vikar, we call it. So as I told you, the sattvika bhava actually comes spontaneously. Similarly, as soon as they hear the flute sound, all the gopis, instead of putting bindi here, they would put bindi here. Instead of putting earring here, they would put in the nose ring. they would not know how to properly decorate themselves and go, because they got bewildered. That bewilderment is what is called as the prema vivarta vilas, which is called now. Bewilderment arising from love, like that. So, when Krishna's flute note becomes the impetus, vibhava, and then anubhava, means immediately they want to respond to that. And different living entities respond differently. For example, the deers along with their husbands, they go to meet Krishna. The cow and the calf, the cows, in one chapter I read, in the cows go running towards Krishna when they hear the flute note. Isn't it? The clouds, when they hear, they become an umbrella over Krishna's head to guard him from the heavy sun, heat of the sun. So they respond in service also to Krishna. In response. For example, the trees are laden with fruits. They give fruits. They give flowers to Krishna. Yamuna throws a lotus in Krishna's feet. So in this way, each of them want to reciprocate. And the gopis are also noticing. They are saying, the trees, after hearing your flute, they are crying tears. They are saying, because honey is flowing from the trees. Gopis are seeing that and saying, this is not honey. This is the weeping of the trees out of intense love for him. Why? Because the trees are weeping that Lord is going into the forest. Bumblebees are accompanying him. But we can't accompany him because our body is stuck inside the ground. We can't move. Like that, they are feeling separation, so they are weeping. And the gopis are saying, the trees are also our jati only. We also cannot go and they also cannot go. But they are crying and we are talking. They are saying like that. So, in this way, the vibhava develops to anubhava, then it develops sattvika bhava. Spontaneously, the gopis do Leela Smaranam in spontaneous. Therefore, you find that when Uddhava had come, the gopis started demonstrating the pastimes of Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, everything. That is because, you know, when you become pagal or mad after a great actor or actress, cinema actor or actress, when people come home, they imitate that actor, you can see that. How he or she, actor or actress, how they walk, how they talk, how they laugh, how they do things. Many people imitate. I have seen many college boys and girls in bus stand and railway station and all, we have seen many of them become very artificial in their speech and behavior and in their dressing styles also, because they are many a times copying certain hero or heroine. Correct, no? You have seen that, no? They keep hairstyle like them, you know, they dress certain colors like them, you know, and also they speak like them, they follow the styles of the heroes and heroines. You can see that. So why they do that? Why they copy? Because their chitta, their heart has become so much imbued with that particular hero or heroine whom they are admiring. Now for the gopis of Vrindavan, the greatest hero and heroine are Radha and Krishna. So therefore, they imitate Krishna's pastimes. Fortunate are these gopis, Uddhava said. They have got so absorbed in these pastimes. They are demonstrating the pastimes, and while Uddhava was speaking about them, gopis completely went mad. So in this way, Vibhava, Anubhava, Sattvika Bhava, Sanchari Bhava, and then Sthayi Bhava. The Sthayi Bhava of the gopis is constant loving affection. Therefore, I was telling in the previous class also that, you know, one decade of association and one century of separation. That means up to the age of 10, Krishna was in Vrindavan. 11th year, he left for Mathura. Isn't it? And then they met him again in 125th year. More than, which means almost 114 years. Although they were separated, their love did not diminish even one iota also. That much pure love was there. Therefore, it is not lust. Lust in this world is very short-lived. People, the lust turns into anger very soon. People sometimes say that we were lovers in the college and we married, but after marriage they fight like cat and rat. There are people. Marriage ends in separation many times. But you find Krishna and the gopis' love is divine, transcendental, pure, like gold, unlike the lust of this world, which is like iron. So, yeah, let us read further. Yeah, 193. Yeah, 193 purport is very important, very long one.
Yeta bale apana krita gita eka gahila. Preme prabhu swahaste taramukha achhadila.
Yeah.
Saying this, Ramananda Raya began to sing a song he had composed. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of ecstasy of love of Godhead, immediately covered Ramananda's mouth with his own hand.
Yeah. Here is the purport.
The topics that are about to be discussed between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Raya cannot be understood by a materialistic poet, nor by intelligence or material perception. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that the spiritual mellow can be realized only when one is situated on the transcendental platform beyond the material stage of goodness.
That means beyond goodness, passion, ignorance. One should go to the Vishuddha Sattva, means pure goodness we call it, which is spiritual and divine. Yeah.
That platform is called Vishuddha Sattva.
Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Yeah.
Realization of the Vishuddha Sattva platform is beyond the pale of material world and is not perceived by bodily senses or material speculation.
Mental speculation.
Our identification with the gross body and subtle mind is different from spiritual understanding. Since the intelligence and mind are material, the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are beyond their perception.
Yeah. Loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are beyond our perception. Yeah. We are likely to superimpose Radha and Krishna's love with the mundane love of boy and girl foolishly, due to, like, one time a cow was caught in a fire. And she was screaming like anything, and the farmer came running and put out the fire. But still the body of the cow got slightly burned. And then he applied Bernal and everything, and then, you know, cured that burnt skin. Later on, the cow, wherever she saw red color, She would scream like anything, as if it is fire. But there is no fire, just a red color paper or sheet. If she sees somewhere, she would scream. Similarly, all of us in this world, we have become so much carried away by the lower current of lusty things happening all around. So mind becomes polluted and people's activities become polluted. And anybody is indulging in lusty activities, they become like dogs. And then the result is, when they see Radha and Krishna, immediately they think they must also be having similar type of relationship. So, Atmaman Manite Jagat, we call it. Which means, they think that, like a frog is living in a well, Kup Manduk, and is thinking that another frog coming from Atlantic, his well may be at the most 2 or 3 times bigger than this, like that he thinks. And the other frog says, hey, not 2 or 3 times, what can I tell you? Ocean is ocean. You are living in a small frog, you can't understand what a well is and what a ocean is. But that fellow doesn't believe it. No, it's not possible. You know, I am living in a well, so you must be living in a well also. I am a frog, you are a frog. He thinks like that. Similarly, Radha and Krishna are from the spiritual world. Krishna is the origin of everything. So, love is altogether a very different plane, and it is a pure plane. Therefore, I told you how great acharyas have admired this love of Radha and Krishna. Jayadeva Goswami and Shankaracharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all these personalities. So therefore, he is saying that Vishuddha Sattva it is. Yeah. Read further.
Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam Tatparatvena Nirmalam. When we are free from all material designations and our senses are completely purified by the bhakti process, we can understand the sense activities of the Absolute Truth.
Rishikena.
Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate.
Yeah.
The spiritual senses are beyond the material senses. A materialist can think only of the negation of material variety. He cannot understand spiritual variety. He thinks that...
See, what is the meaning of negation of material variety? Actually, Mayavadi is what they think. In this material world, you know, when we connect with other people, we quarrel. We misunderstand. We find faults. We criticize. We argue. We do debate. We bad mouth on the back. And all these things happen. And then we get to completely bound by sukha dukha, mana paman, all these dualities. So Mayavadis think that we should negate this world, wear simply a kaupin, and go to Himalayas and sit and do aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, I am spirit soul, like that they will be doing. You will see that Mayavadis. So they want to negate material variety. Therefore they say, Kaupina Vanta, Kalubhagya Vanta, Vedantava Keshu Sadaramanta. They are saying, you know, if somebody can wear only a Kaupina, he has no mother, no father, no wife, no children, he is a renunciate, he goes to Himalayas. Vedantava Keshu Sadaramanta, he is always studying the Vedanta and thinking, I am not the body, I am the spirit soul. He is a Kalubhagyavanta. How fortunate he is. That's our slogan. They say like that. But actually that's not the ultimate. Realizing you are not the body, you are the spirit soul, by negating the material varieties of this material world, that doesn't make one completely become freed, because you are negating material world, but you have to give another positive spiritual engagement to the soul. If you are not giving positive engagement, then the soul is again go back to material variety. For example, say I have a dry roti I'm carrying in my train journey. And dry roti, and it's very stiff, like rubber. 3 days old chapati I'm carrying now. Somebody tells me in a station, Prabhu, don't worry. We are bringing you a big Mahaprasad plate. It has, you know, a dozen items we are making. You know, you will have pulao, kadi, rasamalai, puran poli, shikhand. You know, you will have paratha. And you will have paneer sabji, all that they say. Ah, wow, simply hearing it, you are secreting saliva in the mouth. And they are going to bring it. So now you are telling your other friend, Prabhu, you know, give this dry roti to the beggars. It is useless, you know. Because they are bringing a full plate now in the station. We will eat the prasadam. And then we will reach tomorrow morning, we will reach there. So now you give away the roti. And your assistant is saying, no, Prabhuji, we will keep the roti till they come. Now imagine they are supposed to come, they got stuck in the traffic and they couldn't reach the station. So then what you will do if the train is going? You are hungry, what you will do? You'll go back to the roti, dry roti, because now you didn't get the full plate of prasad, isn't it? That means, you know, full plate of prasad is like spiritual variety. So you didn't get the spiritual variety. You are simply negating material variety by saying, no, abhisoka roti I don't want, dry roti I don't want. So you cannot reject that unless you get a better taste. So what is the spiritual variety? That is spiritual world. There are cuckoos, there are parrots, there are swans, there are ducks, which are all, you know, in Vrindavan forest in the Yamuna. And there are blue lotuses, red lotuses, yellow lotuses, or bumblebees are humming. And there are beautiful Kadamba forests. And Krishna and cowherd boys go and play different games. So Krishna has different rasas with different devotees, with gopas, with gopis, with parents. So it's a beautiful village, Vrindavan, a very natural setting. And there are beautiful sweet exchanges. So if you enter into that variety, then you can give up the variety of this material world. Going from one birth to another birth, taking multiple material bodies, made of flesh and bones. And every time you get a new mother, new father, and they also die and go, they'll make you cry. And then you leave that life and go to third life, fourth life, fifth life, sixth life. Miserable it is. It's a miserable Ferris wheel. It is like a giant wheel going up and down. Sometimes you are enjoying when you're going up, when you're coming down, you are screaming. Sometimes you are king, sometimes you are beggar. Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja, it is said. Kabu Swarga, Kabu Naraka, it is said. Sometimes heaven, sometimes hell. So we don't want this miserable game in this world. So we not only should negate this material variety, we should get spiritual variety. Imagine if once that prasadam plate has reached you in the station, at appropriate time they have brought it, then what will happen to sukha roti, dry roti? You will throw it away. Till any beggar comes, you will give it off. So we can give up the material variety when we get spiritual variety. That's the point he is making. Yes, go ahead.
He thinks that spiritual variety simply contradicts material variety and is a negation or void. But such conceptions cannot even reach the precincts of spiritual realization. The wonderful activities of the gross body and subtle mind are always imperfect. They are below the degree of spiritual understanding and are ephemeral.
Ephemeral means temporary. Yeah.
The spiritual mellow is eternally wonderful and is described as Purna, Shuddha, Nitya Mukta. That is complete, perfectly pure and eternally liberated from all material conceptions. When we are unable to fulfill our material desires, there is certainly sorrow and confusion. This may be described as Vivarta. But in spiritual life there is no sorrow, inebriety or imperfection. Srila Ramananda Rai was expert in realizing the spiritual activities of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and Ramananda's spiritual existence was placed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he inquired whether the Lord approved his realization of spiritual truth.
Yeah, so there are three books Prabhupada says here about the Vivarta Vilas, about Radha Krishna pastimes, and then he is saying that one of them is written by Bhaktadas Baula and is called Vivarta Vilas. Another book is compiled by Jagadananda Pandit called Prema Vivarta. And Ramananda's book is called Prema Vilas Vivarta. But out of the three, Prabhupada is appreciating the second and third. That is one by Jagadananda Pandit and one by Ramananda Rai. And Prabhupada says the Vivarta Vilas by Bhaktadas Baula is completely different from the other two books. He's saying, read that sometimes.
Sometimes a university student or professor tries to study these transcendental literatures and attempts to put forth a critical analysis from the mundane view, with an aim to receiving degrees like PhD. Such realization is certainly different from that of Ramananda Rai.
There are people who have researched on Jiva Goswami. There are people who have researched on Bhagavad Gita and published doctorates and all. And they publish doctorate, they earn a degree also. And their doctorate thesis is lying in the university library or something. And they hardly have anything to give and take with Krishna or Rama. Simply that degree is simply eyewash. One time as well, Satchubhadas Maharaj went to meet one professor whom he came to know. He was a professor of religious studies. And he had done research on Jiva Goswami and Srimad Bhagavatam. So he went to his office and saw the professor and said, "Are you so-and-so, Mr. Professor?" He said, "Yes." "Hari Bol," he said. And the professor asking, "What is that Hari Bol? What is that? He was asking. Then he told, you see, I heard, you know Jiva Goswami, and you also have done a doctorate on Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, I have done. So what? So he was not a devotee. He was a mundane scholar. And while talking to Maharaj, he was smoking cigarette also. He was talking on Jiva Goswami and Bhagavatam, and he was smoking a cigarette. And then after 5-10 minutes, his wife came and practically caught him by the hand and pulled him and took him away. So he said, Maharaj was telling, my Lord, he is simply a Ayushigi, smoking cigarette, you know, being carried away by a woman, and he is doing a big thesis, doctorate thesis. These people have nothing to give and take with God or devotion. So therefore scholarship is different, devotion is different. You know, they have no connection. These two are two different things. Yeah. Therefore, our Bhaktadas Bhavla, he has written Vivrta Vilas more from a scholastic point of view. And Prabhupada says such books are useless. Whereas Ramananda Raya and Jagadananda Pandit, they have written from a completely devotional point of view. So therefore, their books can benefit people. Yes, read ahead.
If one actually wants to take a PhD degree from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be approved by Ramananda Raya, he must first become free from all material designations. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvayana nirmalam.
Yeah, very similar thing I'll tell you. There are people who arrange Bhagavata Saptaha, where they have a traditional family speaker, you know, who has been speaking for many generations in their family. You know, they may come, they may put a very nice, you know, mukut for them on the stage. They may put a silken chadhar, you know, around their shoulder, and they will do this saman, you know, saman dena. They put a big garland for them, and they may bring them on a silver chariot and all that. That person may come typically every year for 1 week. He may do Bhagavata Saptaha for the family members. The family members arrange some 3,000, 5,000 people come and sit in chairs. And I had gone to one place where they were saying, even when the 3,000 people are sitting, they have got fountains also, you know, so which sprinkle water, correct? Sprinklers. And they have sprinklers, they have flowers, they have this, they have all decorations, arrangements. It's very good social gathering of all their family members. Comes, how do you do? How do you do? Radhe Radhe, Shami Radhe, and all that they speak. But actually, mostly people decorate themselves very well and pose for the photo. You know, showing on this side and that side, long hair, and the ladies are posing like cinema actresses and men are posing like cinema actors, dressing with golden buttons, you know, very attractive dressing with big hairstyles, and they are posing and they are coming for the sataha is only, somewhat like an eye wash, you know? And there is a big feast at the end of the program. Mostly they come together, eat together, meet the family members together, shake hands and hi, hello, and say to each other, Radhe, Radhe, whatever. And then they go back, continuing their sense gratification program. And this professional reciter also tells some manoranjak stories for them, so that they will also enjoy. He may talk any type of, say, sitting on the Vyasa Peet, he may be talking all kinds of, stuff. Which has no connection. Therefore, in Bhagavatam, and he himself may be wearing a very gorgeous dress, they may be paying 10 lakhs or 20 lakhs rupees for coming for that 1 week event. And he himself looks like a king. He is decorated with all, you know, gold ring and gold chain and all that. So it becomes a very superficial, artificial display of, you know, a Bhagavatam recitation. But actually, therefore, in Bhagavatam, it is said, Nivritta Darshair Upagiyamanat Bhava Ushadat Shrotramano Bhiramat Kabuttamashloka Guna Anubadat Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnat. Bhagavatam says Nivritta Darshair. The person who is speaking Bhagavatam should be completely freed from material desires. Upagiyamanat, he can glorify the Lord. Bhava Aushadat Shrotramano Bhiramat. Actually, he is giving Bhava Aushadi. Actually, the people who are attending should want to get rid of the samsara and enter into the eternal pastimes of the Lord to render Him service. That is Bhava Aushadha. Shrotra Manobhirama. Then they can hear the katha with great relish. Krishna katha. Because they become sarvopadivenirmuktam. Women forget that they are women. Men forget they are men. Everybody thinks I am Radha Krishna's devotee. I want to simply be a Vrijabasi. I simply want to love and serve the Lord. That's all, is the only identity that remains. So, Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father, Krishna is my brother, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my wealth, Krishna is my education, Krishna is everything for me. He is my very breath, my very life itself. Therefore, we say pranadhan. So, they take Krishna like that in their life, Krishna becomes everything for them. So, then they can understand Bhagavatam. Therefore, you will find, when Parikshit Maharaj was holding the post as a king, Shukadeva Goswami didn't come to him. When Parikshit Maharaj left his kingly post, went to the bank of Ganga, then Shukadeva Goswami came. And Shukadeva Goswami was an Avadhuta. He was bluish in color. He had curly hairs, eyes like lotus petals. His body, he was very handsome in body. And then when he arrived there, in that place, he was an Avadhuta. He was dressed in no dress. Practically directions were the dress for him. And Parikshit Maharaj also gave up all the kingly dress and everything and wore only a kaupin. So the Guruji, the Shishya is wearing only one kaupin and sitting. And Guru has no kaupin also. He completely renounced. And they both are doing Krishna Katha, Sarvopadi Vendin Muktam. Atmajaya Sutagara Pashudra Vena Bandushu Rajyecha Avikalecha Nityam Virudham Mamatam Jahau. Our King Parikshit had given up everything. 8 things he gave up. He had given up this kingdom, he has given up the treasury, he has given up the wife, the children, the ministers, the elephants, horses, and all these things he had given up completely. He gave up even his own bodily consciousness and sat to hear Srimad Bhagavatam to go back to Godhead. So therefore, Prabhupada says that Ramanand Rai and Jagannath Pandita have written their Prema Vivarta in a very pure spiritual Vishuddha Sattva mood, while the other book he is talking, that's a more mundane scholarly book, he is saying. Read further.
A person who identifies with his material body cannot understand these talks between Sri Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Man-made religious scriptures and transcendental philosophical talks are quite different. Indeed, there is a gulf of difference between the two. This subject matter has been very diligently described by Sriman Madhvacharya. Since material philosophers are situated in the material conception of life, they are unable to realize the spiritual Prema Vilas Vivarta. They cannot accommodate an elephant upon a dish.
It's like take a plate and make an elephant sit in that. They can't accommodate. Spiritual realization is too big for them, he's saying. Yes. They'll be just bewildered if they hear such pure spiritual substance. Yeah. Just like these Brahmanas, when they saw Mahaprabhu and Ramandrai embracing and crying tears, they were looking at each other, all their hair, you know. They were shocked actually. Hey, he is a sannyasi and he is a shudra and he is a Dujasreshta, Brahmana, and he is a governor of Madras, and how these fellows have some sweet relation. They just couldn't accommodate it. It's like accommodating an elephant on a plate, Prabhupada is saying. Go ahead.
Similarly, mundane speculators cannot
cannot capture
the spiritual elephant within their limited conception.
Mm-hmm.
It is just like a frog trying to measure the Atlantic Ocean by imagining it so many times larger than his will. Materialistic philosophers and sahajiyas cannot understand the talks between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concerning the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. The only tendency of the impersonalist or the Prakrita sahajiyas is to face the platform of impersonalism. They cannot understand spiritual variegatedness. Consequently, when Ramananda Rai attempted to sing his own verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him by covering his mouth with his own hand.
This is a song he sang still. For Mahaprabhu's pleasure, he sang it.
Pahile hi raga nayana bange bhela. Anudina badala avadina gela. Na so ramana. Nahama Ramani Duhumana Manobhava Peshalajani Esaki Se Saba Prema Kahini Kano Tame Kahabi Vichurala Jani
na konjalo duti na konjaloan duhkeri milane madhya ta pancha bana ta pancha pancha bana abso hi virag tuh bheli duti सुपुरुख प्रेम के आयचन रीति little more difficult Bengali it is. See here, read the translation. Alas, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us, brought about by an exchange of glances. In this way, attachment evolved. That's Purva Raga, I told you. The attachment has gradually grown, and there is no limit to it. Now the attachment has become a natural sequence between ourselves. It's not that it is due to Krishna, the enjoyer, nor is it that due to me, the enjoyer. It is not like that. This attachment was made possible by mutual meeting. This mutual exchange of attraction is known as Manobhava or Cupid. Krishna's mind and my mind have merged together. Now, during this time of separation, it is difficult to explain these loving affairs. My dear friend, Krishna might have forgotten all these things. You can understand and bring this message to him. But during our first meeting, there was no messenger between us, nor did I request anyone to see him. Indeed, Cupid's five arrows were via media. Now, during this separation, that attraction has increased to another ecstatic state. My dear friend, please act as a messenger on my behalf. Because if one is in love with a beautiful person, this is the consequence. Like that Radharani is saying. This is the song he sang. See, when a man and woman are attracted, there are five arrows of Cupid, I told you yesterday. But after the meeting and exchanges of love, then in case there is a separation, then there the Cupid is not involved. The affectionate exchanges they had that strongly occupies the memory of both. So now she is speaking to that affectionate attractions. She is telling affectionate exchanges that she is speaking, and she is telling you now become a messenger and go and tell this to Krishna. Like that she is telling. That's the point here. That's what Prabhupada is writing. This is called Prema Vilasa Vivarata, he is saying. The essence of this transaction is that transcendental loving affairs are as relishable during separation as during conjugal enjoyment. When Srimad Radharani was fully absorbed in love of Krishna, she mistook a black tamal tree for Krishna. See, one time, Radharani and the gopis were in the forest, and one forest buffalo came. You know, forest buffalo? You know, it has a different type of horn kind of thing. Like that it comes. So as soon as they saw the forest buffalo, they were all afraid. They turned around, they saw tamal trees, and they immediately thought of tamal tree to be Krishna. And they embraced the tamal tree and the branches, and they were very confident that this bull cannot attack us. Of course, the bull ran away. But just as they mistook a tamal tree to Krishna's body, in the same manner, Lord Chaitanya mistook a sand dune to be Govardhan. In that stage, and that is actually called Prema Vilasa Vivarta. In separation, one misunderstands. Like for example, Mahaprabhu saw Prataprudra's son, who was very blackish and who also had curly hairs and big eyes like lotus petals, sparkling eyes. When the boy was brought, Mahaprabhu saw him. Immediately he remembered what? Krishna. He embraced the boy as if he is embracing Krishna only, like that he embraced. So that is Prema Vivarta Vilas, he is saying. राधाया भवतश्च चित्त जतुनी स्वेदे विराप्य क्रमात् युञ्जन् अद्रिनि कुञ्ज कुञ्जरपते निर्धूत भेद भ्रमम् चित्राय स्वयं अन्वरं जयत् इह ब्रह्मांड हर्म्योदरे भूयो बेर्नवराग हिंगुल भरैः श्रृंगार कारुकृति Oh my lord, you live in the forest of Govardhan hill, and like the king of elephants, you are expert in the art of conjugal love. A
Oh, Master of the Universe, your heart and Srimati Radharani's heart are just like shellac and now melted in your spiritual perspiration. Therefore, one can no longer distinguish between you and Srimati Radharani. Now you have mixed your newly invoked affection, which is like a vermilion. Vermilion is like the turmeric, no? With your melted hearts and for the benefit of the whole world, you have painted both your hearts red within the great palace of the universe. So the red one represents kumkum and the yellow one represents the turmeric. The combination of Krishna's and Radharani's love that has melted like this thing like that, he says. Zivam Ujjwal Leelamani, he writes this song. Prabhu kahe sadhya vastura avadiye haya tumara prasadeha janilo nishchaya. Yeah.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed these verses recited by Shri Ramananda Rai, saying, "This is the limit of the goal of human life. Only by your mercy have I come to understand it conclusively."
Yes. Prema Bhavrita Vilas means not just understanding gopis are the greatest devotees of Krishna, they surrender to Krishna their lives. No, that's not enough. In gopis' love also, Radharani's love is the highest. And that also, the separation feelings of Radharani where she sings such poems, that's the highest. In the mood of separation, Mahabhava becomes accelerated million times more. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was deeply satisfied by Ramananda Rai's association that he brought out this Prema Vivarta Vilas, which we heard today. So, in the next class, we will read 197 to 241, which is the sadhana and sadhya. The sadhana to attain sadhya, the process to attain the goal. That we will do. So, that will be 197 to 241. And then after that, the greatest things will come. And then that's all. After that, Ramananda Rai will get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya as Radha Krishna. And then the conversation between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified and the chapter ends. Probably in 3-4 classes we should be able to finish it, I think. Complete this chapter. But it's a very important chapter. Talking very advanced things. Which are very, we can only keep them at the highest pedestal of our heart and worship them. Shri Ramananda Rai ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki.